One of the most powerful figures in Tennessee politics over the past two decades, Senate Speaker Ron Ramsey, says he won't seek another term. Ramsey announced the surprise move Wednesday on the Senate floor.
We've accomplished great things together. We left Tennessee better than we found it. But lately, it seems like life is flying by.
His departure will leave a void. Under Ramsey's leadership, Republicans have gone from a minority in the state Senate to holding all but five seats. Those gains have made Ramsey the Senate's undisputed leader, capable of pushing through or killing legislation with little more than a word. His support for gun rights has paved the way for the lifting of many restrictions. On the flip side, his opposition to Governor Bill Haslam's plan to expand Medicaid all but guaranteed its defeat. Nashville Democrat Jeff Yarbrough has seen Ramsey's impact.
I don't think anyone would question whether Lieutenant Governor Ramsey was a powerful force in state government. I think that's fairly clear, and it's going to be an interesting decision the Senate will face in choosing his successor.
There was only one more place for Ramsey to go in state politics, the governor's office. He ran in 2010 on a platform of slashing government.
Instead of borrowing money, I'll tighten the belt. And if Washington doesn't like it, we'll give them the boot.
Ramsey finished third among Republicans. He blamed money, saying he couldn't compete with an opponent as wealthy as Haslam. Still, it was thought he might try again in 2018. But in recent months, Ramsey has hinted he's ready to put away his famed ostrich skin boots for good. He says the trip to and from his home in Northeast Tennessee is getting too hard, especially as he's added grandchildren. A man who's scaled heights in Tennessee politics now says it's time to step down. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.